Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome in, everybody, to the final edition, or the final episode, at least for the draft picks this year, the Jacob Draft Special. We will do a full recap, so not the final episode, but what appears to be the final two picks of the NFL Draft have landed for the Philadelphia Eagles. You take offensive lineman Cameron Williams out of Texas. I'll tell you more about him in just a second. And then you take edge rusher Antoine Powell-Ryland. How about APR? Let's call him APR for this episode. Antoine Powell-Ryland out of Virginia Tech, an edge rusher. He's 6'3", 258. I'll tell you more about him in just a second. Let's go to Cameron Williams first. By the way, these picks were taken in the sixth round, both of them. Cameron Williams was taken at 207 overall. Antoine Powell-Ryland was taken at 209 overall. So those were the final two picks the Eagles had in the draft. They've now drafted 10 players in the NFL draft this year. That's a lot of players, everybody. Cameron Williams is 6'6". He's 317. He's a junior, and he played a lot of games last year. He played 15 games last year at right tackle for Texas. Now, the interesting part about this prospect for me is I believe if he had stayed in college another year, he would have been a pretty high draft pick. Maybe not a first rounder, but maybe a first, second rounder. But he came out a year early, and now he's taken here in the sixth round, and he's now going to have a chance to learn in Jeff Stoutland University and get mentored by none other than Hall of Fame right tackle Lane Johnson. So Cameron Williams has landed. All right, I'll tell you a little bit more about him. He played his college ball, I mentioned, at Texas last year. He was named the Texas finalist for the Joe Moore Award, nation's top offensive line. He started 15 games at right tackle. In 23, he played in 9 games with 1 start at right tackle. So last year was really his first year starting, and that's why you see him in the sixth round. All right. In 22, he played in 13 games as a reserve and on special teams. So just 1 year of starting for Cameron Williams. They're betting on the upside of this player. Boy, a lot of offensive linemen, though, man. Think about it. Coming into this draft now, you know, you had Tyler Steen, you had Kendall Lamb, you got Matt Pryor, you got Trevor Keegan, you got a bunch of dudes all fighting for that right guard spot. You know, now you've added another 3 offensive linemen here. So you think about this and you're like, whoa, we got a lot of offensive linemen. Some of them got to go. But look, more darts for Jeff Stoutland. Jeff Stoutland's going to be able to look at this group of prospects and say, all right, who do I want? Who's got the best traits? Who's the most teachable? All right, who's going to learn from me and grow with me? So an interesting move there. But look, I do like this player because I do think, again, if he stayed in college another year, look, he started 15 games last year at right tackle. Pretty good player. If he played another year of that, what does that do for him, right? I mean, I think he would have been a round one, maybe late round one, maybe a round two pick, a day two pick. But we get him in the sixth round. He's 6'6", 317, and I'll give you guys the scouting report on him in just a minute. Now let's go to this one. I love this one. I love this pick. Antoine Powell-Ryland, all right? He's 6'3", 258. This guy... Now listen closely. This guy had 16 sacks last year. 16 sacks last year in Virginia Tech. All right, he started his college ball at Florida, transferred over to Virginia Tech, and had 2 excellent. When I say excellent, I mean excellent seasons for Virginia Tech. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the player. I just want to find this one thing I found that I want to share with you. So Jeff Kerr tweets out, I just mentioned 16 sacks last year. Antoine Powell-Ryland had 25.5 sacks over the last 2 seasons at Virginia Tech, 19 quarterback hits in that stretch. So this is a dude that might be a little raw, might be a little bit unpolished, but any player that can sack a quarterback 16 times in a year, are you kidding me? This is a guy with upside. I love. Remember, you're throwing darts, guys. This is a sixth round. You're throwing darts. I love a dart throw for a guy that had 16 sacks. All right. Last year, he was first team all ACC, ranked third in the FBS with 16 sacks, six with 19 tackle for losses. He led his team with three forced fumbles. He started 12 games with 43 tackles, and he did not play in the Mayo Bowl loss to Minnesota. Back in 23, his first year at Virginia Tech when he transferred over from Florida, he was second team all ACC. So he went from second team to first team from 23 to 24. He led the team with 14 and a half tackle for losses and 9.5 sacks. So this dude is a freaking mammoth, dude. Last year, he had 19 tackle for losses with 16 sacks. The year before, he had 14 and a half tackle for losses with 9.5 sacks. 23, he also had three forced fumbles. He played in all 13 games with 12 starts and 40 tackles. Incredible. I mean, that's just crazy work right there. 25 and a half sacks in 2 years for this college player. I mean, I love that type of upside. Or, you know, you get a guy in the room that, hey, maybe they're not ready to go yet, but shoot, you're throwing darts. That's a good dart to throw. So I'll give you guys a scouting report on both of these players. Let's go back to Cameron Williams for a second, the offensive lineman that they took out of Texas, 6'6", 317, born in Duncanville, Texas. He's a junior. Remember, only started 1 year for Texas. I think if he stayed another year, he'd be a much higher draft pick. All right, so he started 15 games last year at right tackle. This is the scouting report. Lance Zierlein had him projected as a fourth-round pick. Overview. Williams' blend of desirable physical traits but subpar bend and foot quickness make him a tougher pro projection. The technique will likely need a full year of work to help mitigate the aforementioned deficiencies and allow his traits to speak more loudly. Ahem, Jeff Stoutland, the perfect guy for that. He has the potential to impose his size on lesser opponents, but more skilled combatants will have the upper hand. Williams is more mauler than a mover in the run game. While his protection consistency should improve with more work, experience should bring out his upside, but his ceiling could be an average starting right tackle. His strengths listed here are massive frame with proportional thickness and good length, keeps his head back as his hands work in pass pro, rides edge runners up and around the pocket, able to temporarily halt the rush when he times his punch, works to get feet into position before striking on backside cutoffs, creates pop on contact with forceful upward strikes. This guy sounds like a perfect candidate for Jeff Stoutland University. His weaknesses are listed here as fails to get feet set and gives the ground to power rushers, upper and lower body work independently instead of in unison, lacks knee bend and foot quickness to catch counters, allows run defenders to work past his face through engagement, and lands too tall on run block targets and struggles to create push. All right, so here's a source tells us rare size, length component at play. So you have to give him the benefit of the doubt with more experience. That's an NFC area scout. All right. So there's your scouting report on Cameron Williams, the offensive lineman. I'm happy with that pick. And then coming over to Antoine Powell Ryland, APR, APR, APR. I love this pick. 25 and a half sacks in 2 years. 16 last year, third in the FBS. Played his college ball at Virginia Tech. He transferred over to Virginia Tech after starting at Florida. He's 6'3", 258 pounds. He's a senior. He's born in Portsmouth, Virginia. All right, so a Virginia kid who went to Virginia Tech, transferred away from Florida, came back home. All right, he ran a 4.69 40-yard dash, and this is his scouting report by Lance Zierlein. He was projected as a fifth to sixth rounder, so we got him in the sixth round. All right, and Pat's right. It has to translate. So I'm just kind of excited, Pat, because look, you're throwing darts. This is what the sixth round is. You're throwing darts constantly. That's all you're doing. Throwing darts. What can I do here? And this guy with that type of sack, with that type of production, in my opinion, that's a good dart throw. All right, here's his scouting report from Lance Zierlein on the NFL.com. Powell Ryland used smart hands and a diversified rush plan to accumulate 25.5 sacks over the last two seasons. He lacks length and speed, but creates pressures by remaining varied and unpredictable. He uses accurate, violent hands to eliminate the punch and kickstart his bull rush. Violent! Yes! I love violent football players. Powell Ryland plays with a sturdy base and good leverage at the point, but he's unlikely to control the edge. NFL length will limit his early wins, so he'll need to keep developing his counters. The production is hard to ignore, but modest traits and average athleticism will make it tough for his number to translate to the next level. So The traits aren't there. The production is there. Let's see what he can do in Philly. Here's his strengths and weaknesses as they're listed on the NFL.com. Save your guys' comments, too. I'll take a couple comments from you in a little bit. Strengths: varies stride length, tempo, and entry angles as a rusher. Leverage to drive the tackle back into the pocket. Rush counters are natural and effective. Plays with good pad level and heavy punch. Effective use of hands to slip around kickout blocks.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Punishing hitter, tackler when ending the play. Sounds like a violent dude. I love it. Weaknesses as listed here are below average get-off and suddenness in his rush, unable to flip his hips past the blocker at the top of the arc, average closing burst to finish it off, lacks standard size and length on the edge, will struggle to stand his ground in test of strength, lack of length allows runners to slip from his grasp. All right, so I like this kid, man. I freaking like this kid. Antoine Powell Rylan, we're calling him APR right now. It's a great nickname. 6'3", 258, senior out of Virginia Tech. All right, I mean, dope. All right, I like that as a six-round pick. Again, you're throwing darts. You're throwing darts. I think these are two great dart throws right here on Cameron Williams and Antoine Powell Ryland. All right, so there you go. I'll take a couple comments as well. Abe, I did read the Ty Robinson report on the breakdown of him. All right, I can reread it for you, though, here at the end. All right, let me just cover these two guys first. Kyle says, Xander, my biggest question mark right now is cornerback. Yeah, no corners taken other than the did they take a corner? They took – that undersized corner. Yeah, that 5'10 dude. We'll see what happens. All right. Hey, Big Zay, what's up, Tony? Appreciate your brother. This kid from VT looks like a sleeper pick. He looks good. He does, man. I like this one, Fly. LC checks in. What's up, LC? We don't have a tight end who does what Goddard does. We have two more tight ends and one blocking. None of them do both. Apparently, they're trying to talk with Goddard now. All right. A lot of you guys talking about the Goddard rumors. Yeah, there is some rumors that we might bring him back. All right, there is some rumors we might bring him back. So we'll see what happens. Anything after fourth round is all the same. I'm with you, Paparo. You're taking darts, bro. You're throwing darts all over the place. All right? Throwing darts all over the place. All right? Ajomo was a seventh, and he looks nice for us. Anything is possible. No doubt. All right? No doubt. APR is a good pick because we play the Bills this season. I don't know what that means. What does the Bills have to do with it? All right? Pump, we have the best freaking running back in the NFL. Why would we need to pick a running back? Well, we could use a running back. I'm with Pumper on that one. All right, I'm with Pumper on that one. There you go now. People can stop bitching about depth, and we don't need a running back. Well, I agree with the depth comment for sure. I'd like a running back, not for any reason other than I think it'd be a good thing to add, and I'm not a Will Shipley guy. Just like I wasn't a Kenny Gainwell guy, I'm not a Will Shipley guy. All right. Cameron Williams could be a Becton guy. I could see that. A little bit unpolished, only started 1 year before he was drafted, but I think we're in a good spot. Xander, APR sounds like a Sam Reddick player with some high upside. I'm with you, Ibanez. I think he could be great. Kirsten checks in. What's up, Kirsten? We didn't get Mason Taylor or another tight end, so trying to bring back Dallas Goedert. Seems like it. Ryan Solomon, very happy with the last two picks. Williams is the future starter. That's lofty, Ryan, but I do agree there is upside for that on him. Powell Ryland and Nick Williams won't be on this team in 4 years. Well, you could say that about a lot of people. Milton Williams was a very productive draft pick for us, King Eagle, and he wasn't on the team in 4 years. Sometimes it just doesn't work out, all right? Sometimes, for whatever reason, look, if you guys think we took 10 players in the draft this year and they're all going to be here in 4 years, I mean, come on. Let's not be delusional, all right? We took 10 players. By the way, I'm thinking that we're going to have a pretty small undrafted free agent class because of we took 10 damn picks, dude. 10 freaking picks. 10 picks is a lot of draft picks. So let me see if I'm making sure I'm not missing any updates. All right, Makuba's meeting with the media now. Good stuff. So the draft is officially in the books for the Eagles. All right. It's still going. You still are in round six. You still have round seven. Unless they trade back in, which I don't anticipate them doing. They took 10 freaking players, for crying out loud. I think the draft is done and dusted for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's wrapped up. You got 10 players, and I will rattle off those names to you. I will rattle off those names to you now. All right. So just give me a second here. So you got round one, Jihad Campbell, Alabama. Round two, Andrew Mukuba, safety from Texas. No pick in round three. Remember, they shaked and baked last night, traded out. I think they missed out on the tackle that they wanted. Round four, you took Ty Robinson, defensive tackle from Nebraska. Abe, I'll give you his scouting report in a second. Love that pick. One of my favorites. Round five, you took 145, you took Mack McWilliams, cornerback from UCF. That's the one corner that we did take. He's a very undersized dude. Not super undersized. I guess that's a little bit over, you know, embellishment by Mike, but, you know, he is definitely a little bit undersized. Cornerback from UCF, 161. You took Small Munden Jr., linebacker from Georgia. Like that pick there. Injury concerns, but I like it. 168, you took Drew Kendall, the center from Boston College. Love that pick. Backup center, NFL bloodlines. I like that pick there. You took in round six, you took Kyle McCord, quarterback from Syracuse. Let's be real. It's a great pick. Great value there. Guy led the FBS in passing yards, over 4,700 passing yards. I mean, I like that. I like that pick. Round six, also, you took Miles Hinton. I talked to you guys about Chris Hinton, his dad. Cilio, of course, knows Chris Hinton, so he's going to try and get his dad on the show. How cool. I mean, Cilio knows freaking everybody. I mean, I'm talking about Chris Hinton on the show, and I see him tweet out to Chris Hinton, and Chris replies to Dan. And said, yeah, that's my boy that just got drafted. All right, and then in 207 here, you got Cameron Williams, and then you got Antoine Powell-Ryland. So that's your 10 draft picks for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? I know we can't grade it now. We got to see how these dudes do. But on the surface, what do you think of the draft so far? I'd give it a solid B, B plus maybe, you know, depending on how some of these players pan out. I like some of the six-round picks. I thought the six-round picks, you hit home runs all over the place from a dart-throwing perspective. You got Kyle McCord, Miles Hinton, Cameron Williams, and Antoine Powell-Ryland. I think those are four worthwhile dart throws for this team. Round five, Drew Kendall, Small Munden. I mean, these are pretty good picks. Mack McWilliams is probably – maybe I go B+. I'm going to go B+ here. I'm going to go B+ because I like Ty Robinson. I like Jihad Campbell. I like Munden. I like McCord, I like Hinton, I like Powell-Ryland, and I like Cameron Williams decently. I'm going to go B+. I'm going to go B+ right now, all right? And I think it has the chance to improve, by the way. If some of these guys really pan out, all right, I really think I think some of these guys can pan out. Let me read the Abe, you wanted the Ty Robinson scouting report, right? Give me a second. I'll pull it up for you, brother. All right, so just real quick, I'm going to touch on Ty Robinson for my boy Abe. Abe loved Ty Robinson. All right, so Abe, here's the scouting report. He was a fifth-round projection from Lance Zierlein. Here's the overview. Anton McCord was not a waste of a pick. Not at all. I think he was a good pick. Overview. Ready? Bully with a roughshod playing style that forces blockers to match his physicality. Great opening sentence. Robinson is built for the trenches with the versatility to play in odd or even fronts. He's first into contact with his hands and mitigates average knee bend with brute force in his upper half. He's powerful to set edges, but lacks length to control and quickly shed NFL blockers. He's an effort rusher with active hands who can exploit a weak edge and thrive in gaming fronts, but possesses average creativity. Robinson might not be a star, but his effort, strength, and demeanor could make him a productive pro for years to come. Strengths are good size with a broad frame and thick limbs, plays with a hot motor and robust physicality, first into the neutral zone, quickly striking the blocker, good feel with forceful attack on incoming blocks, opponents with bad hand placement get tossed around, violence, baby, I love it, Abe, active rush hands swat the punch and help access the edge, uses shoulder turn to skinny into gaps and access the pocket, leg drive and closing burst feed is finishing success. And then in weaknesses on Ty, this is what's listed. Can be located and sealed by quick lateral blockers. Strong in his hips, but lacks ideal bend for leverage. Short arms create struggles to shed blocks quickly. Rush is stalled by a firm, sticky punch in his frame. an upright rush charge can get him knocked off course. So that's the scouting report there for you, Abe, on Ty Robinson. Overall, pretty good draft. JP says C plus, C minus at best. Jay Martin, a little above you, brother. Philly Don says, I agree, Xander. Solid B plus. Just would have liked to get us a corner who would have competed for a starting job. I want to Trey Amos in round two, guys. I know some of you like Makuba. That's all good, but Trey Amos went three picks before us. I would have moved up and took Trey Amos. We wouldn't be talking about this right now. But anyway, people like Makuba. I'm cool with that. Not my favorite pick, but we'll see what he does. Hopefully he proves me wrong. All right. Hopefully he proves me wrong. Let's get to a couple more grades. Ryan Solomon says B. Kevin Brown says C plus. Jack Straw says I'm B, B plus as well. Spin says A minus, good draft. Spike says A, appreciate you, Spike. Joe Ho says B minus. Paparo says B. I'm cool with the B. I like the picks with a B to A minus. That's right where I'm at. I went B. I upgraded to a B plus. C plus, B, B, B. Running back would have made it a B plus. B plus, B plus, B plus, B plus to A, B minus, B. All right, so a lot of A's to B's is what we're thinking here. A couple C's, but B plus, B plus, B. I'm stuck on the safety because of his size. J-Mar, I don't love the Makuba pick right now. Look, I hope I'm proven wrong. You know, I get a kick out of people who are like, how could you not like it? It's like, all right, yeah, we have different opinions. All right, we're talking about football. Not everybody's going to think the same about each player. I'm not in love with that pick at 64. I'm just not. I thought there were guys there in striking distance on a targeted trade up. And I feel like it would have worked out well. So I would have liked to have moved up and picked up Trey Amos, but they didn't do it. And they went to Makuba. So we'll see. You know, everybody keeps sending me these hits and I'm like, yo, just because he made a big hit doesn't mean he can play ball. All right. Can you play ball? That's what I want to know. All right. That's what I want to know. Life with Lamar says, I don't like to pick either. I hope he proved me wrong. Me too, brother. Caleb says, Xander Makuba, heck of a player. Caleb, look, I know you're a football guy, bro. I'll take your word for it. But, Caleb, I'm struggling with the size and just that spot, bro. I don't know what the plan is with him. Everybody keeps tagging me in these big hits he had in college, and I'm like, that's all fine and dandy, but I don't really give a shit if you're 5'10 and you can crack somebody, and then you're out in week four and you can't play anymore because you're 184 pounds. Dude is small, man. Dude is small. JH says, Doc was 189 and an RAS of 5 when drafted. It's interesting, JH. I agree with you and your dad. I don't think he's going to survive in the NFL. He's too small. Yeah, my dad wasn't a fan of the pick. He said he watched Kayvon Wallace tape, Zay. Oh, lovely. Kayvon Wallace was a great draft pick for the Eagles. Fucking take that tape, put it in a paper shredder, and never look at it again. Are you kidding me? Kayvon Wallace tape, I'm out on that. Crowley says he had 5 picks last year, Z, not just big hits. He also had a number one rating in the SEC. Look, Crowley, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying, like, do you love the pick? It's not exactly what I would have loved. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's not going to be good. I'm not saying I'm not going to be a dumbass and be proven wrong. I'm not saying the guy's not a good player. He is a good player. I'm talking about me personally. I would have targeted a trade up, moved above the Commanders, and picked up the cornerback. That's just me, though. That's just me, though. All right. People thought Devontae Smith was small. Senior football. Last I checked, being a safety is not the same thing as being a wide receiver. In the football you watch, I'm not sure if maybe those are the same thing to you, but they're not. We picked Lazander. Well, Momami, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? I said I would have preferred a targeted trade up for Amos. He went 3 spots before us. Are you listening to me? You're right. They missed out in the other corner, and this was the safety makeup pick. I agree. It's all good. Look, I hope he's a great freaking player. I think he has a chance to be a great player. I really do. I think he's got a chance to be a great player. But I'm giving you my opinion. Honest. Brian Pumper says he's sticky in coverage with no penalties. He's a dog. Pump, let's hope, brother. I hope so. Surgical checks in. What's up, Surgical? 75 years allowed on 110 snaps. He's C.J. Gardner-Johnson size. We'll see what happens. 75 years allowed on yards? 75 yards allowed on 110 coverage snaps. That's pretty good. JH says, Doc was 189. I got you, brother. D.O., what's up, D.O.? If one or two of the stout you and Rollies make it and two draft picks are as good as expected equals an excellent draft. Ty R. needs hurt you to get his to get in his bum. Appreciate it. Midnight Lexicon checks in. I feel like we found a lot of guys who will be good horizontal read and react guys, kind of like what we saw in a Nolan. I agree with that, Midnight. By the way, how about Vic Fangio? How much Vic Fangio do you guys see in this draft? Like, Vic Fangio is taking this team by storm. Howie is totally listening to Vic Fangio. You can tell from some of the draft picks. I mean, your first five picks were defensive players, you know, much of them a little bit undersized. Now, I know it's the new NFL. I keep getting comments. It's not the 1980s. I know, guys. I know. All right? We're just breaking down the draft picks as we see it, all right? Vic is calling the shots. I agree. Again, he is 194 at pro day. Craig, teams have a history of lying at pro days constantly and consistently for the last 50 years. Stop with that, Craig. If you go to NFL.com, where he was tested at the NFL Combine, where it's much more objective and not gassed up by his own college football program, he's 186 pounds. How many times am I going to get this comment? His team said he was this. His team, I don't care what his fucking team said. Mo mommy. I'm just saying realistic. I'm saying trade up. I got you, bro. Working at the vet before you were born. Mucho respect. Thanks, bro. That's pretty cool, though. In Vic, we trust Craig. I'll side with you on that, all right? I'll side with you on that. He can gain weight. I know he can gain weight. He can gain weight. You guys are acting like I said Andrew Mukuba is a bust and the worst pick ever, and I hate it, and hang up the cleats. The 2025 season is over. Are you guys all this emotionally reactive? Holy moly. I apologize for your to your families. You guys are nightmares. If I don't say an A-plus pick, everybody's got their panties in a bind. Relax, dog. Relax, all you knuckleheads. Vic made the Eagles better. No days off playing pads. Yes, sir, Edward. No doubt, brother. No doubt. Midnight says, agree. These guys are small. They will have to prove that they can survive the NFL. Be careful, Lexicon. You're not allowed to say that. See, Dank? No. You actually just proved my point. You're emotionally reacting. All we're saying is him being small is irrelevant. See, Dank, you just contradicted yourself because not emotionally reacting would say a smaller guy in the NFL might not make it. That's being objective and real. Emotionally reacting would say being small is irrelevant in the NFL. Dank, you've been watching the NFL for how long? That's a dumb comment, dude. Being small is irrelevant. I'm the one emotionally reacting. It sounds like you're the one emotionally reacting. Fucking now if you're, well, you can be 148-pound shrimp, but if you can play, you're going to be good in the NFL? Then go pick up the best player in your local flag football league. What a stupid comment by you, Dank. Caleb Brandon says, low-key, brother, I think Mukuba might be huge. Listen, I hope you're right, brother. I hope you're right, man. I really do. Ben, I can appreciate this. I can appreciate this. He says, no, we are just encouraging you, Zeke, because Kuba is fire. Look, I hope you're right, bro. All right? I like the player. I'm just saying at second overall pick in that second round, I would have loved to see us go up and get Trey Amos. Now, there is some personal bias there. I like that player. I thought he would have fit the Birds well. We took Mukuba. I hope he pans out. I didn't say the pick was going to be a bust. All I'm saying is he's a little undersized. Let's see how he pans out. I appreciate you, though, Ben. Trying to encourage me. I like it, man. I like it. Yeah, pick up my little cousin. He's 115 pounds. Apparently, that's good enough for Dank. If you can play flag football, who cares how big you are? You're only playing against 350-pound offensive lineman and a 220-pound or 200-pound Saquon Barkley who's running at you with freaking tree trunks for legs. But, yeah, size doesn't matter. Anton says, Xander, why didn't we take a guy like Bo who was in for a visit? He fell down the board. I was certain we'd pick him. Yeah, the Giants picked him. The Giants had a pretty nice draft. Anton, here's the thing I would say. You know, because John was talking to me about this, and I'm like, yeah, it's a good point. You know, just because they bring a guy in on a top 30 visit, like, doesn't mean that they like him, right? It could actually mean that maybe they had a top 30 visit with him and they were like, eh, I'm out on him. You know, so that's not really the best indicator of like, they'll definitely take a guy. It does show you guys that they're interested in trait-wise, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to draft them. So I hear you. I hear you, though. All right. Giants and Skins, unfortunately, had a good draft. Yeah, they did, Tim. Look, we can be objective here and be honest. The Giants had a good draft. Giants had a good draft. All right, they did. I think better than the Washington. Washington was solid, though. They had a solid draft. Trust Howie, best GM in the NFL. Yes, sir. There's no doubt about that. All right, bro. No doubt about that. Time to get you a Makuba jersey, Zay. Yo, I'll rock a Makuba jersey. I can't believe you, like, you say one thing and everybody thinks now I hate the player. It's like, dude, look, speaking of him, there he is. He's in Philly. There he is. Makuba has landed. What do you guys think of the Shedeur Sanders stuff? I'm happy he got drafted, man. I like Shedeur. Yeah, he went to the Giants, didn't he? Did he go to the Giants too? He went to the Giants. Scadaboo went to the Giants. Bo went to the Giants. They had a good draft. Abdul Carter. They had a good draft. The New York Football Giants had a good draft. Billy Don says, what's funny, Xander, is pretty much every analyst are saying the same thing about you are about his size, but he plays bigger than that. Yeah, but playing bigger than that works in college, Don. When you get into the NFL, though, dude, and someone cleans your fucking clock, you can be all fine and dandy, bro, but somebody will knock you out. Does that guy look like a small NFL player to you? Does that guy look undersized to you? Jersey's bigger than him. I'm just kidding. Now I'm messing with you guys because you guys have got your panties in a bind. All right. Oh, man. You guys are funny. He is. He's small. He's just a small dude. It's all good. If he can play ball, it works. But how is he going to hold up? All right. Man. Dude, the VT kid's a stud. I like him. Good six-round pick. Edwards says Shedeur going to be a monster playing with a chip on his shoulder. I love Shedeur, man. I like Shedeur. Dang says, how many times can I say it's irrelevant to when they play and the fact he will be in an NFL weight training program? Yeah, but a small frame's a small frame, Dank. Deshae, he's actually maybe not, bro. I'm like 5'11", 185, 190. Come on, Makuba. You want to go head-to-head? Let's go, baby. Woo! I'll jack him up. Are you kidding me, Deshae? Difference between me and him is I don't got to play for in the NFL. All right? I don't got to play in the NFL. I hope he's bigger than me. That should be a bare minimum. Yeah, let me make sure all my prospects are bigger than the YouTuber, Xander Krause. Hey, are you bigger than 5'10", 5'11", 190? No? All right, hang up. Oh, man. You guys are funny. All right, I got to get the heck out of here. All right, so here's the deal. Me and John are going to do a full draft recap tonight. So I don't know when he's going to be cleared. We'll probably do it at some point once the press conferences are done. But I appreciate all you guys being here, man. Even the people going back and forth with me, it's all good. It's all in good fun. What would be sports talk without a little disagreement? So all good, everybody. I appreciate it. Hit that like button. We'll be live later tonight. Johnny Mack and I, full draft recap. And then also, remember, we got undrafted free agents coming too. So, you know, I don't think the class is going to be huge on undrafted because you took 10 draft picks. Right. I mean, that's a lot of players. So maybe it's a little bit, maybe there's some there that come in, but you know, Howie will always get guys that he thinks, you know, have a decent upside if they're there, even if you have a lot of bodies, but I'm not sure. And Philly Don, I don't know what time, dude. I don't, whenever John's available, they got a whole bunch of shit going on at NovaCare. Cannot guarantee you a time. No time guaranteed tonight. All right. At some point might be soon, depending on when they wrap it up. but they got to do press conferences with every player. John's in all that, so I'll probably get him before he leaves the NovaCare, though. So we'll do that. All right. Add Xander McWilliams will be good, just as good, if not better, than an early year Maddox. I'm good with that. Fifth rounder, right? I think he was fifth rounder, McWilliams. I think so. All right, everybody. I appreciate it. See you next time, everybody.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.